Turkey and the U.S. are on a collision course as the President Recep Tayyip Erdogan threatened to eliminate the Kurdish YPG militants in northern Syria, a move that the Pentagon says is unacceptable. Erdogan assured Ankara's right of self-defense, speaking on the threats coming from northern Syria and militant groups supported by Washington. The president also reiterated the importance of creating a safe zone along the Syrian border and how it will eliminate the threats coming from Syria.
Turkey has the right to eliminate all threats against its national security. Our primary issue is to drain the terror swamp in northern Syria. If we do not act now, we will pay a higher price later. God willing, this process that is started with the Euphrates Shield and Olive Branch operations would very soon be taken to a new stage.
This comes as talks between American and Turkish military officials are underway in the Turkish capital, Ankara. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper earlier has announced that Washington intends to prevent Turkey from launching its anti-terror operation against YPG and PYD forces.
Turkey is trying to send a message to the United States and countries that support Kurdish militants in Syria that there should be an agreement between those countries and Turkey to create a safe zone that could secure Turkey's border. The United States now needs Ankara, and I think with negotiations, both allies can find a common ground. Turkey and the United States already have other issues, and this one just adds to the differences and disagreements.
The United States had initially backed the Kurdish forces against Daesh. However, the militant group now controls large areas north of Syria, and Turkey has expressed its worries about the presence of Kurdish militants at its borders. Other regional countries have also expressed their worries about the creation of a Kurdish corridor controlled by the U.S. in northern Syria. Turkey had time and again asked its NATO ally to stop arming and supporting Kurdish militants in Syria. However, it seems the U.S. has another plan in mind. With Erdogan's threats now, it seems Washington has to get its priorities right. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Istanbul.